Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you are safe and sound and that your family is also safe and sound. When you make dua for yourself and your family and your community, then also remember the Ummah in your du'as. Because in some part of the world, Muslims are going through great trials and tribulations and challenges in life. Many are going through spiritual problems, medical problems, financial problems. Some are suffering at the hands of oppressors. Make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove these difficulties, to grant speedy and complete recoveries to those who are sick. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslims that are suffering at the hands of oppressors. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have another splendid topic of discussion. We are going to be talking about something which was attached to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and exists around the world. Something physical, something special, something beautiful, something that deserves our reverence, our respect, our love, because anything which is related to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a special place in our hearts. And yes, we will be talking about a little bit about the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, unlike any other hair that you can find in the world. A little bit on that later, inshallah, azza wa jal. Let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. O Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well. Insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. There are so many wonderful blessings, bounties for reciting salawat, durood-e paak upon the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said, حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ تَبْلُغُنِي. That wherever you are, recite salat upon me. For indeed, your recital of salat reaches me. Subhanallah. Let's make our mindset that every day I must dedicate to recite some Qur'an-i-Pak, Durud-i-Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources. We have a wonderful and beautiful kalam. Let's listen. Let's be inspired. Let that love of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam develop and grow in our hearts. And listen to this beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa Mujtaba Khatamul Anbiya. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, سرکار. غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار. اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار. تمہارا نام مصیبت میں جب لیا ہوگا، ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا، خدا کا لطف ہوا ہوگا دستگیر ضرور، جو گرتے گرتے تیرا نام لے لیا ہوگا، دکھائی جائے گی محشر میں شان محبوبی، دکھائی جائے گی محشر میں شان محبوبی، کہ آپ ہی کی خوشی آپ کا کہا ہوگا،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
ہزار جان فدا نرم نرم پاؤں سے، پکار سن کے اسیروں کی دوڑتا ہوگا، عزیز بچے کو ماں جس طرح تلاش کرے، خدا گواہ یہی حال آپ کا ہوگا، کہیں گے اور نبی اذهبوا الى غیری، کہیں گے اور نبی اذهبوا الى غیری، میرے حضور کے لب پر انا لہا ہوگا،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
کوئی قریب ترازو، کوئی لبے کوثر، کوئی صراط پہ ان کو پکارتا ہوگا، مقام فاصلوں پر کام مختلف کتنے، وہ دن ظہور کمال حضور کا ہوگا، خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی، خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی، خدا پاک خوشی ان کی چاہتا ہوگا،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
کوئی کہے گا دعائی ہے یا رسول اللہ، تو کوئی تھام کے دامن مچل گیا ہوگا، شکستہ پاؤں میرے حال کی خبر کر دو، کوئی کسی سے یہ رو رو کے کہہ رہا ہوگا، کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم، کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم، وہ ان کا راستہ پھر پھر کے دیکھتا ہوگا،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
نشان خسرو دین دور کے غلاموں کو لوائے حمد کا پرچم بتا رہا ہوگا، غلام ان کی عنایت سے چین میں ہوں گے، عدو حضور کا آفت میں مبتلا ہوگا، میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولانا، سے میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
مصطفیٰ مجتبیٰ خاتم الانبیاء
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل what a beautiful kalam. It is these kinds of kalams that we need to listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran and get our children or those who have grandchildren they must get used to these things instead of listening to the filth of music and all of these other things that have no benefit and fill a person's ears with sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us understanding and the enthusiasm to practice upon that. We saw the beautiful sights of Madina Tayyiba, the beautiful grand green emerald dome. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Madina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyeen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, there was a trader, a businessman from the land of Balkh, and he was extremely wealthy. Along his wealth, he possessed a unique treasure in the form of three blessed strands of the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he passed away, he had two sons, and they were dividing the inheritance. And subhanallah azza wa jal, after dividing whatever wealth the father had left behind, the big brother says to the small one, there's three blessed strands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed hair. I'll keep one, you keep one, and the third one, let's cut it into two parts for each of us. In that way, it will be divided equally. The younger brother, overwhelmed with love and devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately exclaimed, I cannot bear splitting the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The elder brother, overcome with greed and the love of worldly wealth, he said, if you have so much of love for these blessed strands of hair, give me all of your share of wealth, all of your inheritance. You keep all three strands with you. Subhanallah. The younger brother immediately accepted this offer, handed over whatever he had inherited to his big brother, and respectfully took the blessed strands of hair. Then the younger brother, he began to live separately. Although he didn't have that worldly wealth, but he had a unique treasure in the form of those three blessed strands of the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever he would view the blessed hairs, subhanallah azza wa jal, he would recite salatu salam, durud pak in abundance upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He got so much of blessings in his life, in his household, he managed to start a small business. And through the barakah and blessings of those blessed strands, his wealth began to increase day by day. On the other hand, the elder brother's wealth began to diminish and decrease. Time passed on until the younger brother, he had shunned worldly wealth. He had passed away. After his passing, one of the pious predecessors of the time was blessed with a vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, inform the people, whoever has a need should visit the grave of the trader's young son and make dua for his need, it will be fulfilled. That resting place of this devotee became a place of reverence and respect. People would go there in their numbers to seek the fulfillment of their needs. He received this rank because of his deep love and respect and reverence for the blessed heirs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even those who had a high standing in society, who were regarded as personalities, when they would come near his resting place, they would get off their rides and they would pass his blessed grave by walking. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen that what unique virtue is there in respecting the blessed heirs of the Messenger of Allah? This was attached to the blessed body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why will it not be blessed? Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in Surah Al-Duha, verses 1 and 2. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal-duha wal-layli idha saja. Translation from Kanzul Iman. By the oath of the forenoon and by the night when it covers everything with its darkness. When the sun rises high above the horizon, then this is the time of duha, forenoon. This is the same time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Sayyiduna Nabi Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam with speaking to him directly. And also when the sahireen, the magicians that were with Fir'aun, they recited the kalima, the testimony of faith, and prostrated before Allah Azza wa Jal. Now some of the Quranic commentators, they mention that the forenoon here indicates towards the light of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beauty, and the night indicated here, it refers to the fragrant hair of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this case, it would mean, O beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by your radiant countenance and by your blessed hair when it veils your noble face. Subhanallah, that is love. And love needs no evidence so long as it is within the parameters, within the boundaries of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. Something for us to note, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam always kept his blessed hair, meaning he would never cut a part of it or make different parts, one higher than the other or different lengths. He kept it in full. And whenever he did shave it, he shaved it all off. Sometimes his beautiful tresses, his zulfa, would reach to half of his blessed ear, sometimes to his blessed earlobe, and sometimes would caress his blessed shoulders. His blessed hair was not curly, was not straight, but it was in between. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always keep his blessed hair long. And cutting or shaving is only established in the state of ihram. If only we, our brothers, menfolk out there, males out there, follow this sunnah as well, of keeping the zulf and the tresses. It's unfortunate that many Muslims out there, grown-ups, but in particular youngsters, keep different styles of, different and strange hairstyles in accordance with the fashion that is out there, in accordance to imitating who? Not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imitating those who are in the entertainment industry, in the sports industry. What are you going to get from that? Shaving half the head, leaving the other, having a mohawk, or shaving different, cutting different lengths of hair. Subhanallah. We should be wise. Those whom we love, we will be with them on the Day of Judgment. If we love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we want to be in his company on Qiyamah, how about that we follow him? The people that many follow out there with regards to their hairstyle and their dressing, the apparel that they use, the clothing that they use, they don't know you. They don't know you, they do not care about you. The only thing they care about is their own fame, their own status, their own reputation, and to grow their wealth. And for the money in your pocket to go into this. That's all they care about. And who has put them on that pedestal? Who has made them famous and rich? Think about it. There are people behind the scenes working from the shadows that have made these people as celebrities and personalities. They have put them on the pedestal in order to influence you and I to live a certain way, to behave a certain way, and to think a certain way, primarily against Islamic teachings. So let us think about it. Let us rectify if we are guilty of that. Stop following the people who don't care about you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the time he was born till his apparent demise, and even on the Day of Judgment, he showed concern for us. He remembered us. He makes dua for us. He is the one who truly cares about us. And he knows us individually. In Malfuzat-e Ala Hazrat, the revival of Islam, Shah Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was asked a question. Is it allowed for men to tie their hair in ponytails? He replied, it is haram, it is totally forbidden. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Allah azza wa jal curses the men who imitate women and the women who imitate men. The great Hanafi faqih, Mufti Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, mentions in Bahari Shariat, it is not permitted for a man to grow his hair to the length which a woman keeps. Meaning that for women, they should keep their hair or grow their hair below their shoulders. And for a man, doesn't matter who the person is, there's no exception. For a man, for a male, to grow the hair as such that it goes below the shoulders is an imitation of woman, and thus the curse of Allah is upon that man. And so for men, it must be above the shoulders, or maximum, the sunnah would be upon the shoulders. That is the maximum length for men. And for women to cut their hair or get their hair cut, meaning above the shoulders, this is an imitation of men. And so the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon such unfortunate men and women. So let us bear this in mind. The first question we must ask is, does my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this or not? Does my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allow this or not? Does my Quran, my Islam, my Sharia as a Muslim, does it allow it or not? If it allows it, whatever it is, then alhamdulillah, no issue. And if it doesn't, then why are we following the people that don't know us, don't care about us, and are directly on their way towards the fire of hell through their immorality, immodesty, and through their disbelief as well? Why are we following them? Do we want to follow them into Jahannam, where they are heading to? That is up to us. The great Sahabi, Sahabi al-Jaleel, Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, on the occasion of the farewell Hajj, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Mina, stoned Jamaratul Aqaba, and thereafter performed the ritual sacrifice and returned to where he was encamped. He then called for the barber and had his right side of his blessed hair shaved off and handed it over to Sayyiduna Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. Following this, he had his left side of his blessed hair shaved off and also handed it over to him. And what did he say then? He then said, distribute this hair amongst the people. Something that has no benefit will be distributed? Of course not. Because there is benefit in this for the people. Yes, the blessed strands of the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a tabarruk. It is a relic and contains benefit and blessings and shifa. Allama Dhurqani rahmatullahi alayhi says, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam distributed his blessed hair to the noble companions alayhim uridwan so that it would remain as a source of blessings and a blessed relic. And it was as though he was indicating to his imminent departure from this worldly life. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Think about it. How today, perhaps millions of people around the world have what we call Bal Mubarak, Yesu Mubarak, the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, it was passed on to the next generation and down the line until the very fortunate people of today have it in their possession. And you ask them, and subhanallah azza wa jal, in so many cases you will see that they will acknowledge that the next year when we are doing a Bal Mubarak program, we see the blessed strand has grown, has become longer, or has doubled in some situations. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Something which is dead will not grow. Something which is alive will grow. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. He is physically alive. In fact, all the Anbiya alayhim salam are physically alive in their blessed graves. Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I want you to think about this, that how Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan look at their love and their reverence and their devotion even to a blessed strand of hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was running between Safa and Marwa. Close to him was Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great Sahabi, whose Mazar Sharif is in Turkey. He was close by. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is running between Safa and Marwa, a strand of his blessed hair was separated from his blessed beard and was falling to the ground. Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu quickly moved forward and took hold of that blessed hair before it touched the ground. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this. What did he do? What did he say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him and said, may Allah Almighty remove every dislike matter from you. O devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reflect, think about it, that this was a practice of the blessed companions, and that is a benchmark of faith, that these blessed companions, subhanallah azza wa jal, they were trained directly by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever I believe, does it tally with beliefs of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan? If not, I need to come back and look at that blessed action of Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. Without hesitation, he immediately moved forward to catch that blessed strand of the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before it could touch the floor. Again, this is a proof that love does not need any evidence, but it is subservient to the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. Protecting the blessed hair from touching the ground was no command in any verse of the Quran, in any blessed hadith, but he did this out of his deep love and reverence and respect for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not scold him or prohibit him from doing so. Rather, he made dua for him. On the other hand, the noble companions, alayhim ridwan, when they had asked permission to prostrate to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he forbade it. So what is within the realm of the sharia, this is allowed. This is permissible. Subhanallah azza wa jal. At Hudaybiyah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had his blessed hair cut and placed on a tree. The Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they gathered under the tree and began taking strands of the blessed hair from each other. Sayyida Amara radiyallahu anha, she says that I also received a few strands of the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time. After the apparent passing away of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if somebody became ill, if anyone became ill, I would take those blessed strands, dip them into some water and give the patient to drink. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant that patient cure through this blessed water. This was a practice of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. This is a practice of the lovers and devotees of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till today as well. When they have that Baal Mubarak programs, we are not giving ghusl to the blessed hair. How can we? That is already pure. It's being dipped in the water so we can purify ourselves, so we can attain blessings, so we can attain shifa from whatever medical problems, whatever spiritual problems that we have. Sayyidina Uthman bin Abdullah radiyallahu an, he says that there were some blessed strands of the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Salama radiyallahu anha. She would respectfully keep them in a silver container. If anybody suffered from Nazri Bad, effect of the evil eye, that person would be sent to her. She would take out the blessed strands of hair, dip it into some water, and give that person to drink. And through the blessings of that, the person would attain cure. Would be cured. Sayyidina Uthman bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that, I was also sent on one occasion, and when I looked into the container, I saw some red strands of hair. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, writes below that narration, that hadith. The redness in these strands was not from hinna, not from mendi or henna. Rather, the blessed hairs had been placed in perfume. And the red color from the hue of that perfume was being shown. Subhanallah azza wa jal, we come to know that the noble sahaba alihim ridwan, they would keep the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their homes for blessings. They would treat it with utmost respect and place it in special containers with perfume, with itr. And they would believe that the blessed hairs would repel calamities and provide cure. So they would dip it into some water, drink it for that purpose. And they would receive shifa and cure from whether medical problems or spiritual problems as well. We have a short video clip. Let's listen, let's learn more inshallah, and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyid Mahmood Kurdi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, my beloved mother told me that her father, which is my grandfather, his name was Muhammad, and he left me a will saying that when I pass away and have been given a bath, means after my ghusl is performed, then a small green colored letter will fall on my shroud from the roof. Allahu Akbar. He then said, it will be written on it that هَذِهِ بَرَاءَةُ مُحَمَّدِنِ الْعَالِمِ بِعِلْمِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allahu Akbar. That is, Muhammad, who is a scholar, has attained freedom from the hellfire due to knowledge. Allahu Akbar. So he said that place that small letter inside my shroud. So she says that when he left this world and when he passed away, after the ghusl was completed and after his body was covered in the shroud, in the coffin, then that letter fell down. And when people read it, then I placed it on his blessed chest. Subhanallah. So she says that one special thing about that letter was that the way it was readable from the front, similarly it was readable from the back of the page as well. Allahu Akbar. Normally when we write something, we can only see it from one side. If we turn the page around, we can't see the writing or the drawing as we see it from the front. But she says the wonderful thing was, as you could read from the front, similarly you could also read it from the back as well. Subhanallah. So he says that, I asked my mother, what action did my grandfather do that he has gained this rank from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? She says, my mother replied, Subhanallah, kana aktharu amalihi dawamu dhikri ma'a kathrati salati ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. She says that what he used to do was that along with performing the zikr of Allah Almighty, he would always recite salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with it the durood and the citation of salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has such a high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that indeed what a great bounty was received by this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone should make an intention of reciting abundance of durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Zawajal, what beautiful fragrant madani pearls. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us on this path of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah. When Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brothers, اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسُ هَذَا, take this shirt of mine. That shirt, that qamis, was touching the blessed body of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam and became a source of cure for his honorable father, Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salam, who placed it on his face and regained his sight. Then what about the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was a part of his blessed body, and who is the master of all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam? How can that be not be a source of cure? Shaitan, he may enter wasawis and evil whisperings in a person's heart and mind. Ignore it. Follow the Sahaba Ikram. Follow the pious predecessors. Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the leader of millions of Hanabila around the world. Subhanallah. He had a blessed strand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair in his possession, and he would take it out and place it on his eyes. At times of illness, he would dip it into water and drink from there and attain cure. Subhanallah. Look at Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. On the farewell Hajj occasion, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his blessed hair shaved. And he says that, I kept some of those strands of the blessed hair with me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what will you do with these, O Khalid? And he replied, Ya Rasulullah, I will seek blessings from them and seek assistance through them in battle against my enemies. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will remain victorious as long as they remain with you. Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, therefore, I placed them in the front portion of my hat, and I never ever met an army except that they were defeated through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great scholar Sayyidina Imam Qadi Iyad rahmatullah alayhi says, respect, veneration of whatever thing is widely attributed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls within the reverence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the path, this is the way. Let us follow the pious ones that were there before us. Let us follow the blessed Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, because that is the straight path. That is the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And be careful for the wasawis and evil whisperings of shaitan. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam is there to educate us, to empower us, to motivate us, and to teach us authentic Islamic knowledge. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.